the power, the magnets under it. I told Pat that would never work, that the we had tried getting moving balls with magnets before, and it's very haphazard and intermittent, and that's what the power was, and it worked great. Things dot matrix animation, where during the lock, if you've never been inside an Adams family, it takes about 12 or 14 seconds for the ball to get from thing, for the ball to be locked. And one of our rules of programming pinballs is until the ball is firmly sitting in that switch, you don't assume anything about its path. So we needed something big to cover it up, and that just, that was a hideous long downtime that that animation just worked brilliantly for. I met a guy on that project who came in to work with us named Scott Slomiani. Other people know him as Scott Matrix. He was just a brilliant graphical guy. He did all the dots for our first 8 or 10 games all by himself, except for T2, which John Vogel worked on. Is that correct?
That's correct.
John Vogel was part of Ed Boon's Mortal Kombat team.
He's the T2 video game.
And, oh, is that what he came in for T2?
Yeah, he did. Well, I don't know if he came in for that, but he was on the T2 video.
But he was a Midway video artist, and us pinball guys doing video, we stole him part-time, and he did Terminator. And then we hired Scott, who was prolific, fantastic, and he is as good or better game designer than he is artist, and he now works for me for my startup company. Scott and Duncan Brown, who comes in later in the story, they both work. We develop slot machines that are made by IGT in Reno for casinos.
Okay.